Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're going to talk about suicide prevention with the Minneapolis VA healthcare system and with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Sean Mankey.
In the National Guard, we place a high value on physical fitness. Just as important as our physical well-being is our mental well-being. I want to bring attention to the concept of resiliency and what it means for our soldiers and airmen. Resiliency is about our ability to adjust to and recover from adversity. While serving in the National Guard, we juggle many responsibilities, from family commitments to our civilian careers, all while fulfilling our commitment to our nation's defense. At times, we can feel overwhelmed. It is a natural response to our fast-paced lives. If you are experiencing difficulties maintaining this balance, I want you to know that help is available and that asking for help is a sign of strength. Our psychological health coordinators offer confidential assistance. You can call them 24 hours a day at 651-282-4029. That's 651-282-4029.
Thank you, General Mankey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. So I said at the opening, we're going to talk about suicide prevention today with the Minneapolis VA healthcare system and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And joining me now is Christy Charles, who has served as the Veterans Suicide Prevention Coordinator for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs since joining the agency in 2021. Christy, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Christy, how did you get into a position, training-wise and experience-wise, to be able to work on Veteran Suicide Prevention Coordinator? I understand you did some work with Minnesota Guard in this area.
Yes, I was a Suicide Prevention Program Manager contractor with the Minnesota National Guard previous to this role. And my background actually is in human development and family life and in the education realm. So I also have a brother who is a disabled veteran who's lived with me for over 20 years. So I have a passion to keep him healthy and well and alive. So I have a passion for this work.
So some good firsthand experience helping your brother. And then, of course, over at the Minnesota National Guard, there's thousands of soldiers and airmen that that could use some help if they were thinking about some of these issues.
Yes, yes. And the key is to help people be healthy and live healthy and thriving lives. So when we're talking about suicide prevention, we're the best prevention is life and healthy health.
Think good thoughts, stay busy, stay engaged, and and just keep going.
And connected, yes.
Connected. Well, I want to ask you, we've come through a kind of a tough period in the United States and the world. We had a worldwide pandemic. People were locked up at home and kept apart from everybody, each other, and wearing masks and doing things. I would think that that would not be good if someone's having some mental problems or PTSD or, you know, just not having that exchange with other people. That can't be a good thing.
That was probably not a good thing. There's a lot of impact that we'll probably be seeing in years to come. The suicide rate actually in 2020, we saw a decline, but then that was offset by deaths to substance use and alcohol related deaths. So it's hard to know for sure what that impact of the pandemic can be. But we do know that we there were a lot of people who actually showed up for mental health appointments because they were virtual. Maybe they felt safer. So that might have also impacted. We don't really know yet. It'll take a few years to really see the impact long term of the pandemic on mental health.
Christy, over the last few years when we've been talking to the veteran service organizations such as the American Legion, they've been stressing a thing called buddy checks. Call your fellow veterans that might be home alone, might not be able to go out and interact with other people. And it sounds like that program has been quite useful.
Yes, it's very useful. And because that can be done just to have it scheduled and to have that intentionality of checking in on somebody that you love and care for. And maybe they've gone through something that you just know about, whether it's a breakup or the loss of someone that's more recent or just because you haven't really connected with them in a long time. It's always a good thing to do, no matter veteran or not, really.
We're speaking with Christy Charles, who's the Veteran Suicide Prevention Coordinator at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs on Minnesota Military Radio. Christy, I want to ask, suicide in general in the population is a problem. Is it a bigger problem for veterans?
it is a bigger problem for veterans. And I mean, that can be for a lot of different reasons. You know, they have veterans have a higher probability, I'll say, of PTSD and mental health, especially if they were, but mental health illness if or struggles, if they've maybe also been exposed to combat and just transition back to civilian life, whether it's from a deployment or retirement. Those are factors that add risk to veterans. And then the means by which a veteran may end their life, because more veterans in our population also have or own and trained to use firearms.
So the ones that that do die by suicide, what causes it? What causes them to give up on their issues and just say, I'm done? I'm sure you're studying that, but you probably have some data on that.
Well, we do have we are working on researching that question, the why. And one of the things that we're doing is a retrospective fatality analysis research project, where we are part of that includes interviewing family and friends of the veterans that we've lost. We lose typically over 100 veterans in Minnesota alone to suicide each year. So, you know, we want to touch. We've been sending out letters to each of those families. We're currently working on the year of 2020 and hoping to interview family and friends and loved ones of those we've lost, so that we can use their life to honor, to save other lives and to maybe provide healing to that family.
So, Christy, I'm looking at some of the information you gave me, and give or take, we lost about 100 veterans per year going back quite a few years. How does that compared to other states? Are we above average, below average?
That's a good question. You know, we are right in there with, I mean, any deaths are too many. So, you know, we're not the highest, but we're high enough that I don't want to say a number, 'cause I'm not sure. I can't recall if we're like 16th, We have a higher rate of suicide than some states. It depends. There's a lot of factors that play into that, though.
Well, every life matters.
Yes, that's right.
I'm just curious how we rate it, because Minnesota is pretty progressive. We've tried to help people with homelessness and suicide prevention, all those things. I would hope we'd be better than the rest of the nation.
We have had some increases, and we are nationally, we are a state that's looked to through the Governor's Challenge initiatives and SAMHSA, because we do have a robust programs happening. We have a state at the state level. Our Minnesota Department of Health is tasked legislatively with suicide prevention. We work very closely with them and the VA. And so we have a lot. There's a lot of good things happening here in Minnesota.
So, Christy, what are you doing at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs to help prevent suicide, veteran suicide?
Well, we're doing lots of different things. We provide training and awareness. We really want to get into communities. We partner very closely, again, like with the VA, their community engagement partnership coordinators, and who are doing coalitions throughout the state and really getting into communities, because this takes a village. And so, you know, we're really trying to get out into the communities and provide awareness and training and exposure to military culture trainings that we offer, and teaching people how to have a response and how to ask those tough questions when we're concerned about someone we love and care for.
Christy, we just got about a minute left in this segment. Is there help available? If a veteran's struggling and having problems and they know it, if what do they do? And do you have experts that can help solve the problem?
I think there's experts, certainly. We have experts. We also, it really, anybody can help prevent suicide. So that's the good thing, and that's learning the responses. And but calling Link Vet and 988 to talk to someone, even if it's not a real crisis, 988 you can call just to reach out and talk to someone. And if you're concerned about someone, you can actually pick up the phone and call 988 with them and just tell them it's a test call, just to eliminate that barrier for that person. We, again, are doing some trainings, and this research project will provide us some trends and answers to the why. And then we're also looking at the how. We know that if we help and encourage Minnesotans to store guns safely, and with clarity, not restrict, but that will also, if we can focus on safe gun storage, and lethal means safety. We can help end suicide.
Christy, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about veteran suicide prevention. For our listeners, remember the suicide prevention hotline is 988, and if you're a veteran, press 1. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been visiting today with Christy Charles, who is the Veteran Suicide Prevention Coordinator for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and she spent quite a few years in a similar role with the Minnesota National Guard and spent 20 years taking care of her brother, who is a disabled veteran. And we've been talking about the resources available to deal with veteran suicide. And Christy, I want to ask you if, for all our listeners, whether they're veterans or families of veterans, what should they be watching for? Are they looking for some kind of change in their veterans, something that says, whoa, maybe there's a problem?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's lots of different things to look for. It can be even a change that someone seems unusually happy or peaceful if they're getting close to making that kind of decision. But certainly withdrawing and isolating, giving away things, even pets, asking someone to take care of their pets, packing up things, and maybe saying goodbye or being more intentional with spending time with a lot of different people from their family. Those are some things that would be things to look for.
Maybe look a little depressed or maybe drinking more than usual. Or
yes.
Any kind of change.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're a family member of a veteran and you see that change, it's time to ask that question. Mm-hmm. And it's a really hard question, isn't it?
It is a hard question. Those are, I call them fearless conversations that we need to have and not be afraid to have. I think we sometimes hesitate to ask those questions because we don't want to hear the response, or we don't know what we're going to do if the response is what we are thinking it might be. So having a response and learning kind of some skills to ask those questions directly and clearly with someone, and really it's really about just having a caring heart. And someone knows when they can trust you and you're a safe person for them. So you can ask those tough questions to people you even don't know very well, actually.
Well, and maybe an incentive to ask those questions is if you don't mm-hmm. and they commit suicide, you're going to feel bad. You're going to wish you'd asked the question.
That's right.
Or sat down and said, hey, mm-hmm. things look different. You look a little depressed. Are you mm-hmm. thinking about suicide? What are you thinking about? How can I help?
That's exactly right. That's the perfect way to say that. And you'll never regret asking, but you might regret not asking.
So if a veteran knows they need help, or if a veteran's family have asked that mm-hmm. question and they need help, mm-hmm. what kind of help is available and how do they get it?
Well, there's the county service veteran officers. There's help within the community. They certainly can reach out to us, and we can help plug them into resources, and they can go to our website to find if you go under requesting gun lock, you can see our email there. Also to request resources and awareness trainings and those kinds of things. But they can call Link Vet, and we meet with as a team with the Link Vet and every month to go through and talk. And if there's an immediate need, they reach out to us. So we can help. It's finding the resources. There are lots of resources in our state and in our community and through the VA, getting plugged into their VA benefits. If some veterans don't know that they actually are veterans, some veterans feel like they didn't really earn their benefits, but less than 50% of our veterans are using their benefits, I believe. And Dave can confirm that in his segment. So
if you're thinking there's some kind of a problem, you can contact the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs at 1-888-LINK-VET, or you can dial the Veterans Suicide Hotline, which is 988. You're a veteran, dial 1. Now that they've done that and they started a conversation,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
what type of resources, what's going to happen next? Is it inpatient? Is it outpatient? Where do they go to get the help so that they can resolve issues?
Well, it really depends on the circumstance and the situation, you know, the person, and you know what their needs really are. And so, I mean, when we're talking about a crisis, that may involve a hospitalization, certainly, and an immediate. If there's immediate danger, that would be, you know, a crisis situation. So that would involve a hospitalization. However, the spectrum of suicidal thoughts, and which are called ideations, is so vast that, you know, we really want to focus on not being afraid to ask for help. And so saying that I'm struggling doesn't mean that is there something wrong with me? So getting the help that we need, and that's why we talk about plugging into benefits and resources. So if someone calls, I mean, they're going to – that other person's going to – on the other end of the line, for example, at 988 is going to help them evaluate what the needs are or link vet. Maybe sometimes the underlying issue might be homelessness or a financial issue or some other things that are just causing pressure, a not a very great diagnosis, those kinds of things. So those are things that are suicide is a permanent solution to temporary problems.
We're speaking with Christy Charles from the about veteran suicide prevention on Minnesota Military Radio. Christy, I want to point out to our listeners that if it's an emergency, if something needs they need help immediately, mm-hmm. just dial 911.
Yes.
But if they want to start a conversation, then they can go to 1-888-LINK-VET or they can dial 988, press 1,
yes.
and start that conversation.
Yes.
And then, of course, there's resources available on a lot of bases to help define and solve the issues so that mm-hmm. you can get back to some kind of normal, whatever the normal is for the future of your veteran.
Yes, and that involves a lot of people around you and surrounding support systems, and then just that sense of community as that process happens.
Christy, May is a big month for mental health awareness.
Mm-hmm. It is, and we want to promote mental wellness and the 8 dimensions of wellness as means to, the best means actually, to prevent suicide. Living healthy, thriving lives. So that means it takes a village, it's a community effort, and it takes all of us. So we want to promote understanding throughout our state of military and veteran culture, and which we have resources available to share and try to spread those and promote those widely, as well as mental health first aid classes. We offer those monthly, and intervention classes we do with our staff and we offer those to any organization or any individual that wants to learn more about how to help someone who's struggling.
Now, Christy, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and a lot of my fellow veterans mm-hmm. have recently retired. Mm-hmm. They've got time on their hands, and all of a sudden they're thinking about things that happened when they were in combat 50 years ago or more, and they're feeling bad about it. And I think that's normal,
mm-hmm.
but if they're dwelling on it, and they're experiencing depression or PTSD, that's a sign that they should dial 988, press 1, and start a conversation, start a dialogue. Mm-hmm. Let's deal with this, put it back in the box, and then get on with your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and a lot of times, you know, as things happen in our lives and the layering effects, those are the things that we have to kind of peel back some of those layers. And it takes either, maybe it's calling 988, maybe it's calling a friend or it's calling a loved one and just being transparent. That's a tough thing to do, but that's what saves lives. And if you think that you are seeing someone struggling in that way, again, just ask that question. Are you having thoughts of suicide? I care about you. That's really the message that has to come through, is that they're not alone and they're being thought about. And if we can eliminate, we put time and distance between those thoughts, that saves lives as well. That the impulsivity of that getting to that point.
Now, Christy, we only got a couple of minutes left, but I understand from some of the numbers you've shared with me today that a large percentage of the veterans that do commit suicide use firearms. And I know that that's an issue, and it's something that the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs feels strongly about, and to the point where you're giving away gun locks.
We are giving away gun locks on our website. You can see that, and you can use that email as well for resources and the access to the classes that I've discussed today. As we look at the how a veteran dies, like I said before, we know that that is for veterans, especially firearms are used. They're used overall in general in 70% of the suicide deaths in our state. So we want to be loud and clear that we're not talking about means restriction, but we are promoting a call to action to join together in our state to promote safe storage of firearms.
So for our listeners, if they want more information from your office or from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, what's the best way to find it?
Yes. So our website is minnesotaveteran.org/endvetsuicide. And my email that you can reach us, our program, is suicidepreventionmdva@state.mn.us.
Christy, I want to thank you for coming back to the studio and talking today about suicide prevention for our veterans with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs.
Thank you so much.
Please stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk to the Minneapolis VA about a program that's called the Compact Act, which means that there's help available for all of our veterans. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In this segment, we're going to talk to David Holowinski, who is a licensed independent clinical social worker with the Minneapolis VA and currently serves as the Suicide Prevention Program Manager. But just before we get to that, we're going to get a message from the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Herkey.
Since 2014, suicide has claimed more than 100 Minnesota veterans' lives each year. Preventing veteran suicide is a priority of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and we are committed to ending this tragedy. MDVA is collaborating with other organizations to identify the root causes of veteran suicide and address issues that contribute to this trend. To reduce these preventable tragedies, MDVA is offering free gun locks. To request a gun lock, visit minnesotaveteran.org/endvetsuicide. You can also get a free gun lock from your county veteran service officer or CVSO. If you know someone who is in crisis, call the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and then press 1.
Thank you, Commissioner Herkey. For more information, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com. So I said at the opening, we're going to be joined now by David Holowinski, who is a independent clinical social worker with the Minneapolis VA, and he is currently co-leading the implementation of the Compact Act for our region. David, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
I think we had you on the show a few years ago, and we weren't talking about suicide prevention. We were talking about justice. You were a justice outreach specialist.
I was. I was spearheading the Veterans Courts and the Veterans Justice Outreach Program and working in that program before switching to suicide prevention in 2019.
Well, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And for our listeners, I know you're not a veteran, but you come from a family of veterans.
I do come from a family of veterans, and a lot of my good friends growing up, like many folks in rural Wisconsin, went into the military, and unfortunately, some of them have taken their own lives and died by suicide. So the topic of suicide prevention and military is really important, near and dear to my heart.
So your interest in joining the VA to work for veterans comes from your family who have served.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, we're good. Glad to have you back in the studio. And can you tell me, you currently serve as the Suicide Prevention Program Manager. What are your duties? What does somebody like that do? You're out looking around and say,
it's like your job. No. So my role is really spearheading a team of 13 staff at the VA. As you heard Christy Charles talk, I have two staff that are dedicated to working in the community, solely building community coalitions with our stakeholders and community partners to look at suicide prevention from public health. I manage our team of case managers dealing with our highest risk population, our Reach Vet program, our high-risk flag veterans, and really just making sure every veteran that has a touch point within our VA system is getting the care they need, and we're able to ask that question. Just like MDVA said, we need to ask that question. And in 2020, the VA rolled out a universal screen, so every veteran may or may not like getting asked these questions, but we ask them at least every year. So,
now, David, we've talked to the Director Kelly and other people from the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. In order to access medical care at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, you usually start with your county veteran service officer. You've got some kind of issue, medical issue, health issue related to your service in the military. They help you process a claim. Once that's approved, then you have access to the VA healthcare system.
Correct. Yeah, for all intents and purposes, that's a good description. And I think, with us talking about what you highlighted with this Compact Act, which is a brand new program, we're really looking at opening the door to as many as 9 million more veterans nationwide who historically have not been eligible for care for us to come into one of the VA's or community emergency rooms and get care if they are having mental health or even acute suicidal crisis.
So what you're referring to is the Compact Act of 2020, which means that any eligible veteran, whether they're eligible for medical services at the VA or not, could be eligible to get some help with the suicide issues.
Absolutely. And it could be help in the community at a local facility if you're in a rural area and not near a VA or a clinic, or directly with the Minneapolis VA.
So you do have some outpatient care for this too, but you can't. The bottom line is you can help.
We can help.
And I'm reading this, correct me if I'm wrong, but it says regardless of your VA enrollment status, eligible individuals are former members of the armed forces who were discharged or released from active duty after more than 24 months of active service under conditions other than dishonorable. So if you're in the military, you served for a minimum amount of time, you're eligible to get some help with, is this all mental disorders or is this suicide prevention? How do they define that?
Yeah, so it's defined and activated by having an acute suicidal crisis. So the goal is really expanding on the national plan for suicide prevention 2.0, which is making sure any veteran in a suicidal crisis has access to the care they need. And so it is for those veterans who might be in an acute suicidal crisis related to anything. It could be the chronic pain is so intense and they're having an acute crisis and they need to get urgent help. It could be suicide that they're having, wanting to take their own life. It could be other mental health issues related to but is causing this acute suicidal crisis.
We're speaking with David Holowinski from the Minneapolis VA Medical Center on Minnesota Military Radio. So, David, what you're saying is if there's an issue that has a veteran thinking about suicide or those terrible conditions, you're going to dig in and find out what's causing this situation. Is it homelessness? Is it financial problems? Is it things you're thinking about from when you were in combat at war?
Absolutely.
And then try to deal with those things that are causing this crisis.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about Compact Act is not only does it provide care for that initial crisis, it provides care for up to 30 days of inpatient treatment. And then it provides up to 90 and in some cases even 120 days of outpatient care after that. So this is not a you come in and see us, we treat you, put a Band-Aid on it, and out you go. This is you come in, we treat you, we talk to you, we figure out what's going on, and we really do that expedition of how do we get you those services and get the services you need to minimize that crisis.
Now, David, today as compared to 50 years ago when I served in Vietnam, a lot of women are serving in the military, both active duty, guard, reserve, and these type of issues, these type of crises, mental issues, suicide, affects women as well as men.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this applies to all military veterans, women, male, LGBTQ. And again, this is related to we recognize military sexual trauma is really important or not. It's important to treat. And that's really this Compact Act, if you're in crisis and having thoughts, you can come in and we'll talk to you and figure out how do we treat that for you.
So you have the resources at the hospital within the VA, doctors and experts in suicide prevention. Can they just call the Minneapolis VA and say, I'm a veteran, I served, and I've got some issues, or I'm a family of a veteran that's having some issues? How what's the best way to get them to you?
So again, if it's activating Compact Act, it's coming to an ER, either in the community or the VA. If it's for resources, you know, Kelly Charles talked a lot about resources with the state. They can call the VA. We have the 988 number. We get referrals from them. Or they can call suicide prevention, and we're happy to help them explore what services and benefits they would need.
So once again, if it's an emergency, dial 911 or go to the ER.
Correct.
And or if you've got some time to talk about it, don't waste too much time. They can call 1-888-LINK-VET and get over to the MDVA, or they can dial 988, press 1 if you're a veteran.
Correct.
And if they can't remember all of that, just call the Minneapolis VA and say, I got a problem, I need some help.
Exactly.
Because I think the last time I called for an appointment, they said, if you're experiencing these problems, here's what to do.
And exactly.
So you want to get them right through to somebody who can take care of them.
Absolutely.
All right, David, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Compact Act and the Minneapolis VA healthcare system in a moment, but we have to take a short break. We'll be right back on Minnesota Military Radio. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking to David Holowinski, who's a licensed independent clinical social worker with Minneapolis VA, currently serving as the Suicide Prevention Program Manager and co-leading the implementation of the Compact Act for our region. And what we're talking about there is the Veterans Compact Act of 2020, which is the Veterans Comprehensive Prevention, Access to Care, and Treatment Act of 2020. And David, can you tell us, what did that act do for our veterans?
That act is this act provides emergent, urgent suicide treatment and resources to any veteran who needs them, either in the community or through the VA. And if you go to the community, the VA will reimburse and pay for that emergent care. And that includes transportation to and from. So if there's an ambulance ride, the VA would also reimburse for that if it's a suicidal crisis.
Okay, so we talked about this in the prior segment. If you're eligible for VA medical services, you're automatically in. But if you are a veteran that served 24 months and an eligible veteran that was discharged under an honorable discharge, you're going to be eligible to get some help under the Compact Act 2020. And, of course, we talked about how to get this service. If it's an emergency and it's a right now thing, dial 911 or go to the ER.
Correct.
But if you've got some time, you can access the MDVA through 1-888-LINK-VET. They can call the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. Or if they just want to talk about it and find out how it works, they can call the Veteran Suicide Hotline at 988. Press 1 if you're a veteran and get through to them. Now, let's say I'm a veteran and I'm old and sick and tired and I'm thinking bad thoughts and I call out to the VA and I get you on the phone or somebody out there on the phone and I say, I need some help. What happens next?
So, you know, specifically with Compact Act, if somebody is in a suicidal crisis and they call me, I'm going to be activating emergency response and we're going to get them to the ER. This is how the Compact Act is initiated, is going to your community ER or our ER at the Minneapolis VA. As soon as you walk in, the door is wide open. We'll assess you. If you need inpatient hospitalization, again, community or at the VA, you have 30 days under this new act to have full reimbursement. And then afterwards, as part of the discharge plan from inpatient, we would look at what type of outpatient services do you need. Is it related to more insulin, diabetic, and health, you know, health deterioration? Is it related to mental health? Is it insomnia or chronic pain? We will then refer to those outpatient services, and you would have up to 90 or even 120 days for intensive care related to that. So hopefully we can minimize and even stop or prevent that suicidal crisis in the future.
So what I'm hearing, David, is once you start the dialogue with the veteran or the family of the veteran, you're going to try to find out what's the issue, what's the problem.
Absolutely.
What are you thinking about in that tough question? Are you thinking about suicide?
Yep. Are you thinking of killing yourself? Yep.
Which is a question that we should be brave and ask if we see something, a problem with our veteran, correct?
Absolutely.
And once you can figure out what's the cause of it, maybe a veteran's just getting old. They've had diabetes for 20, 30 years. It's chronic. It's getting worse and worse, and I'm getting tired of it. What do I do? Well, then you know the people to send them to.
Absolutely. And you know, Christy Charles kind of mentioned a few things in terms of it might just be outpatient care. It might be we need to set you up with the psychiatrist if you want meds. It might be a more intensive partial hospital program where you have groups 5 days a week for half a day each day. And it might be a chronic pain clinic referral or a connection with your primary care or even our whole health clinic for acupuncture. Whatever it might be, we're going to figure out what that is and get you referred accordingly.
So it might be as simple as a question where your primary care doctor adjusts your meds, adjusts your treatment, gets you moving around, gets you exercising, or maybe gets you back engaged.
Absolutely.
With your community and your fellow veterans, and might be just going down to play bingo at the Veterans Service Organization.
That too.
All right. So I'm hearing, and we've heard it from Christy, resources are available. You have the doctors, you have the nurses, you have the people that know how to deal with these issues, try to identify the problem, help the veteran with the problem, and then help them get on with their life.
Absolutely. And I think the takeaway message is really with this new Compact Act, don't worry about eligibility. If you are in a suicidal crisis, go to your local emergency room in the community, come to the VA emergency room. We'll figure out eligibility on the back end. With this act, we're able to provide that support in that crisis, in that moment.
And once again, if the veteran realizes they're having problems, they can make the contact. If you're a family member and you see a change, veterans not acting normal like they have been.
Correct.
That's the time when you have to ask that question.
Absolutely. Ask that question. You know, are you feeling like killing yourself today? Have you had these thoughts? And again, ask it in a, you know, Christy gave a great example of asking it in a caring, supportive way to know that you are there to support them.
just say, hey, buddy, I care for you. This doesn't look like you're being your normal self. Are you thinking bad thoughts? Are you thinking about taking your life?
Right.
And if they say yes, they say, let's get you some help. We can fix this and try to get you back to normal.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe the best conversation you can ever have with the veteran that you care and love for.
That's correct.
All right. So don't be afraid of that. We're just down to a minute or two, David. Once again, can you tell us how do they access the VA Compact Act, and can the veteran and or the family make a call and start that?
So the way to you don't even need to make a call for the Compact Act. You just show up in your local emergency room in the community or at the VA. That will automatically kick into gear. And if you need other assistance, feel free to call 988, the 888 Link Vet, or the Minneapolis VA, and we'll get you connected with the services you need.
And if you do go to the ER, on the way in the door, identify yourself as an honorably discharged veteran. And if you can remember Compact Act, mention it.
Yep. All community hospitals are oftentimes referring automatically for those veterans so we can consider payment.
So they'll recognize it and
they
take
will.
Care of you.
We have processes in place.
Well, David, I'm glad that you're working out at the VA and taking care of all our veterans. And I want to thank you for coming in today to tell us about the Compact Act and all of the care that our veterans are getting. We're lucky to be here in Minnesota at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system.
Thanks for that, and happy to be here.
Thank you, sir. That was David Holowinski, from a clinical social worker with the Minneapolis VA on Minnesota Military Radio. Joining me now is Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. Director Kelly, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Yeah, hi, Tom. I am always happy to join you.
Director, we had a great show today. We had the MDVA on, and we had one of your people from the Minneapolis VA talking about suicide prevention. And there's a lot of help available, and I'm hoping all of our veterans have gotten that message today.
Yeah, me too. You know, that remains the number one clinical priority for the Secretary of the VA, and reinforced recently in a visit with our undersecretary. And we all know that there's nothing more important than addressing and preventing veteran suicide. So thank you for having that on your show. And our man David Holowinski is a real superstar in this area, so I'm glad he was able to join you.
Well, I am too, sir. He was very enlightening. And, Director, I have to go to a topic now that I enjoy because I always envision you with your hard hat on. How's the construction projects going out at the Minneapolis VA?
You know, we have been so blessed. We have a construction project going on all over the place. So, you know, we opened our new specialty care clinic, beautiful building right next to the main building. Pretty soon we're going to break ground on our women's health clinic, you know, right next to that, and doing a lot of work in our inpatient mental health unit. And, you know, we opened up three new community-based clinics here within the last 3 months. And so it's good. I mean, we're keeping our engineers busy, but it's good.
Director, are we partially putting the pandemic behind us? Are things getting back to normal a little bit?
You know, I would say partially, Tom. You know, we are still requiring our staff working in clinical areas and veterans to wear face masks. But we are, you know, it is clearly getting better. And, you know, again, I think we've evolved a little bit into some of our administrative areas to loosen the face mask requirement. But you know, more face-to-face meetings, a little bit less social distancing requirements. Today we only have 5 inpatient veterans in our hospital who were COVID positive, and so it is all sort of pointing towards things being better. We're thankful for that.
And Director, some of our listeners may not be aware, but there are a lot of support services available at the Minneapolis VA, such as the Veteran Service Organizations have offices out there.
Yeah, you know, what we hope to do or what we like to do for our veterans is to make it so that when they come here, if they have needs beyond just addressing their immediate health care needs, that we have, you know, the veterans, VSOs are here. The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is very busy here. We have a service here where veterans can get their bills reviewed and some experts on that to help them with billing and related issues. And you know, the travel program, I know some of our veterans have struggled a little bit with our new travel program, but we have a staff here who's helping them as we've transitioned to an electronic means for submitting travel claims. Again, like all changes, it's been a little bit of a challenge, but, you know, I'm thinking, you know, between our staff, the service organizations that are in the building, Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and others, you know, we try to make it so that veterans can get a lot of their needs taken care of in more of a one-stop shopping-like arrangement.
And, Director, you and I have talked about this once in a while, but you've got a beautiful chapel right there just off the flag atrium and some wonderful chaplains. And veterans should take advantage of that when they're out there for their appointments.
You know, Tom, just this week we hired a new chief of chaplains, too. Our chief of chaplains, Father Damian Schill, is retiring, and we have a new chief of chaplains who came to us from the Miami VA. So we view spiritual health as a component of whole health and wellness. And so, yeah, we do provide that opportunity for services, for our chaplains to visit veterans who are on the ward and in inpatient status, and really just to stop by and visit if they have that need. It's right down in the flag atrium, right down on the first floor, as you know, because I've seen you there.
Yes, sir. We see you there occasionally. And, Director, I'd be happy to meet the new chief of chaplains, and maybe we could convince him to come on the show.
I know we could. And now I say this in a very positive way. He likes to talk, so I think he'd be a good guest. He'd be a good guest on your show, Tom.
Oh, maybe he's a fellow Irishman. That'd be great, sir. Director, thanks for joining us again.
Pleasure, Tom. Thanks for having me.
That was Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System on Minnesota Military Radio. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week. David Holowinski from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System, Kirstie Charles from the MDVA, Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System, Commissioner Larry Herkey of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. Please join us next week as we talk about the new Vets Home in Preston, Minnesota, and Veterans Day on the Hill with the DAV of Minnesota. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.